The Greens have launched an ambitious policy which would make childcare free for most families, abolish the activity test and guarantee 3 and 4 year olds access to 24 hours of early childhood education a week. But at approximately $5 billion a year over 4 years, it doesn't come cheap. Dr. Maureen Faruqi is the Greens education spokeswoman and she joins us now. Dr. Faruqi, welcome.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Great to be with you.
This policy is billed as the biggest investment in childcare today. Take me through the details.
So today we launched our plan, which will ensure that universal access to early childhood education for 3 and 4 year olds for up to 24 hours per week. We will also abolish the activity test, which we know really negatively impacts disadvantaged families, and make childcare fee-free for 4 out of 5 families. And we will also establish a $200 million grant fund program for reducing waiting lists in areas of high need. And the reality is that the lack of affordable childcare really affects women disproportionately.
How would you determine who gets free access and who doesn't? Is it about means testing?
So it is up to a combined income for a family for up to $172,000 would be fee-free completely. So at the moment, the highest form of subsidy that is provided is 85%. Mm. So we make sure that anyone, any family who has a combined income of up to $172,000 gets free childcare. And then it reduces, the amount of subsidy reduces from $172,000 to $251,000 bracket, between 150% subsidy and then further up to a $350,000 bracket to a 10% subsidy. So that does make sure that 4 out of 5 families will get childcare free. And I go back to my experience. I would not have been able to study or work at all if I didn't have affordable childcare. And that's what so many families face today. I mean, we know that hardworking families are sometimes putting a whole income towards just paying for childcare. And, you know, we shouldn't have barriers placed for people to work and live their lives the way they want to just because they cannot afford childcare or early childhood education.
What kind of impact have you, is part of the plan modelling what kind of impact it would have on women's workplace participation?
So we do know there was a PwC report that, you know, found a couple of years ago that subsidised childcare does provide a big boost to the economy. A lot of people returning to work. So that's an important thing because we know that it's women who give up work. So it's also about opportunity for women. It's also about boosting economy. But at the end of the day, it is about providing and looking after a community need and providing an essential public service for families who need it.
As we said, this is going to cost $20.4 billion over 4 years. That's the costing by the Parliamentary Budget Office. Doesn't come cheap, does it? So what kind of benefits really would be provided to taxpayers? Because it's a lot more expensive than the current system.
Well, there is much more access, much more affordability for many, many more families. And, you know, let's put the cost in perspective as well. You know, we are spending about $50 billion on 12 submarines. And in some ways, the cost of childcare is already a cost that is being borne by families, and especially by women who have to forego so many opportunities. So we've got to look at this as an investment into our children, into our future, into the economy, into the workforce, into women, and making sure that, you know, we move towards more gender equality in society as well.
Just on some other issues, the activist group GetUp has pulled a political ad which showed Tony Abbott as a surf lifesaver refusing to rescue a drowning woman. Surf Life Saving Australia condemned the ad. Do you think it was in bad taste?
I actually haven't seen the ad, I'm afraid. I was out today launching my policy at a childcare centre and spent half my day there, so I'm sorry, I haven't seen that ad.
Okay, you know, I've described it to you, they've pulled it. Does it sound to you like it's gone too far?
Listen, I'd have to look at the ad, Patricia, to actually make a judgment on how far it's gone. But what I do know is that the Liberal National Government, and Tony Abbott being part of it, do not deserve to represent Australians anymore. And I do hope that we can have a new government with the Greens in the Senate in the balance of power at the next after the next election.
And just finally, another thing has happened this afternoon, which I think is quite significant. It's been revealed one of the terrorists believed to have been responsible for the attack in Sri Lanka had studied in Australia, and it seems many of the terrorists were well-educated and from wealthy families. What do you make of this revelation?
And could I just first say that the Sri Lankan terrorist attack was absolutely shocking and awful and gut-wrenching. And the Greens and I, our hearts are with the Sri Lankan community. And, you know, no matter where and how this extremism and terrorism occurs, it is just horrendous, and especially at such a peaceful time of Easter where, you know, people were celebrating Easter Sunday services, and there's absolutely no place for hate and violence. And yes, I have seen reports that one of the suicide bombers apparently has studied in Australia. And I think this obviously needs to be looked into by our intelligence services. But I think we need to give it more time to actually find out what the details are. But of course, you know, just not very long ago, we saw another terrorist attack happen very close to home for us. And I think intelligence services and communities and societies are grappling with how to deal with these things. And we need to find better ways. There's no question about that.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Patricia.
Dr. Maureen Faruqi is the Greens Education Spokeswoman, and this is RN Drive. 0418 226 576 is our text line. Of course, you know, the Greens won't be able to form government, but if they put up a policy, it sort of gives us an idea of where they plan to pressure the major parties. What do you think of their idea of essentially making childcare free for a lot of people? 0418 226 576.